parshas. It's important to learn up the parshas and learn up, see what we can. It affects us about the midas of the ovis. The midas of ovis is the building of Klal Yisrael. This is the genetics of Klal Yisrael. Find out what's in the genes. What kaychas, what chumas does Klal Yisrael have? What milas, what kaychas? The way we see that is from the particular things that the Torah reveals to us about the Ovis. Now, at the end, towards the end of the parasha, it says, Vayitein Avram kol asher lo liYitzchok. Interesting lashon haposuk. Avram gave kol asher lo liYitzchok, ulebnei ha-pilagshim asher la-Avram nosen matonas vayishalch. And to the bnei ha-pilagshim he gave matonas. 1 second. He gave everything to Yitzchok. Right? Kol asher lo he gave to Yitzchok, ulebnei ha-pilagshim asher la-Avram nosen matonas vayishalchim. If he gave everything to Yitzchok, from where did these matonas came from that he gave to the bnei ha-pilagshim? If it would say he gave matonas to the pilagshim and what with everything that was left he gave to Yitzchok, it would work. But the Seder in which the Torah says it is reversed. It's Vayitein Kol Asher Loi Li Yitzchok, and then afterwards Ulebnei Apilakshim Asher Lavrom Nosan Matanis. Modna Seder Advar. So the Sfasemis says something over here, and basically all I want to do is be Masmerit. The Sfasemis writes that it says as Kol Asher Nosan Loi he gave to Yitzchok, it doesn't mean he gave all of his worldly possessions to Yitzchok. Then Avada would be Shver. If he gave all of his worldly possessions to Yitzchok, what was there to give to the Bnei Apilakshim? It means before earlier in the parsha it says Vashem Berech es Avram Bakoil. Hashem Berech Avram. There's a mile of koil. There's a mile of hakoil of bakoil, which we'll touch up. That midah, that koyach of bakoil that the Eibishter gave to Avram Avinu passed on. It's bakoil mikoil koil. Right, it goes Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov. That koyach of bakoil that Avram Avinu was given, Avram Avinu passed on to Yitzchok. Vayitein Avram as koil asher loy, that midah of koil that the Avram Avinu had, that he had, he gave that to Yitzchok. That doesn't mean necessarily that he gave all of his world. We'll see what koil is. That's what I want to ask. But whatever that is, he gave that midah, that milah, that koyach of koil, he gave that to Yitzchok. Did he give all of his worldly possessions to Yitzchok? That's not what we're talking about. That's not the noise here. So he doesn't say he gave everything then. So then, okay, so then there's no problem. There's something left to give to the Pilakshim. He gave something called koil to Yitzchok. Just what is that bakoil? What is that midah of bakoil? That's what I want to be masbir. You find now that bakoil metamorphosized, it developed from the ovis, right? Bakoil, mikoil, koil to Yaakov, and came koil. Where does it say? Where does it say koil by Yaakov? Yaakov, in his dialogue with Esav, Yaakov says Yeshli koil. Now it's very interesting if you look at the parsha there. Yaakov is coming to say I don't need anything, and Esav is coming to say I don't need anything. The way they describe it is in two different ways. Yaakov says Yeshli koil. Esav's nusach is Yeshli roiv. Yeshli roiv. So now, legabi this, we do not say rubei kekule, right? Yaakov's nusach was Yeshli koil. Yitzchok's Esav's nusach is it's a difference which is not seemingly some linguistic difference. It's a difference, very very drastic difference. Koil implies koil is like kolel. It's a klal. It's what? It's one thing inclusive. Yaakov, his darga, right now. If you take a look at worldly possessions, it depends. It depends how you look at it. From the point of view of a goy, from the point of view of Esav, if you're looking at it purely from a physical point of view, right? So my car has nothing to do with my house. My house has nothing to do with my bank account. My bank account has nothing to do with my real estate. My real estate has nothing to do with my boat. My boat has nothing to do with, and so on and so forth. So it's a bunch of disparate things. It's a bunch of separate things, right? If I have a lot of that stuff, right, so I've amassed roiv harbe, lashon harbe. I've amassed a lot of it. What does that mean? It's a bunch of pratim, right? It's a bunch of pratim that I have amassed a multitude of pratim. That's what I have. That's yeshli roiv. Esav the goy comes yeshli roiv. Yeshli roiv. I have roiv. One thing has no kesher to the other. I have the house. I happen to have a house. I have money. I have money. I have a boat. I have this. I have that. Yeshli roiv. Yaakov Avinu is coming from a Mila, which we'll see in later parashas, Vayivoser Yaakov Levadai, that which the Sfarim teach up, it means Yaakov Avinu got to a Madrega where he was misnatek from anything in the Olam Hagashmi. Everything in the Olam Hagashmi to Yaakov Avinu was nothing more than something which was given to him to be with which to bring out Kvod Shamayim, with which to do the Ratzon Hashem. That's why we'll see later that Yaakov went back on Pachim Ketanim and risked his life for a little over thing, because by him that's Klei HaMikdash. That's all meant to be Machdash. That means Yaakov looks at the Eibishter put me here in the world to do Ratzon the Rebbeinu Shelolam. He put me here to do Ratzon the Rebbeinu Shelolam, to look around the world and be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, and to bring out the Kvod Shamayim in everything, that everything is Ratzon Hashem. In terms of Ratzon Hashem, that's not so. If I have X amount of things, right? If you were to see Ratzon Hashem in the entire Bria, you wouldn't see a million different things. You would see one beautiful thing working harmoniously together, that everything is part of one klal. That klal, by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, if you want to get a little tiefer about it, by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, there's not shayach any pirut. It's not shayach separate things. Everything is, it's all one thing to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam just created the whole thing. Yeah, I made this. It's all one to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So if you're talking about Kvod Shamayim in the world, looking at where it's coming from, the underlying Ratzon Hashem that's in everything, so everything's some part of one big picture. If you're looking at it by its physical guise that's covering it, and you become enveloped in that type of an existence, then it's a different problem. Esav comes and says, Yeshli Roiv. Yaakov Avinu comes and says, Yeshli Koil. I have everything. What does everything mean? The whole picture, right? It's one thing. I have a klal. Kol is the lashon of a klal. It's one klal of the whole picture. I have everything. That's the Yaakov. That's kol. That's the midah of kol. That's the kol of bakol mikol kol. So when it says Hashem biruchas Avram bakol, we'll see. Chazal say seemingly. Otherwise, I'll show you. What's the midah of bakol that Avram Avinu had? That the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Ratzon Hashem is everywhere. That the Ratzon Hashem, everything is here to do with which to do. Avraham Avinu was Chesed. Chesed was to be Mashlim the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's Bria, like we spoke. Chesed is to be Mashlim the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's Bria. Right? That's what everything in the world is to be Mashlim the Rebbeinu. That's the midah of Bakkel. Every Avraham to see everything as part of a klal that's here for Kvod Shamayim, and it's all one thing. Right. If a person has a car, it's to do chesed. If a person has a house, it's to be machnes orchim. If a person has money, it's to give tzedakah. If a person has this, it's to do that. What does that mean? This is the toolbox. This is the klal that the Eibishter gave me to be with which to be mekadosh Hashem Shamayim. That's Yeshli Koil. So in Yaakov's world, it's Yeshli Koil, and that comes from Avraham Avinu's Bakoil. In Esau's world, it's Yeshli Roiv. In Esau's world, it's Yeshli Roiv. That koyach, in other words, the pirud comes with looking at it gashmiyasi. That koyach of bakoil, that midah of bakoil that Avram Avinu through his midas achesed achieved, that midah of bakoil is what Avram gave to Yitzchak. That's vayitain Avram is kol asher loy, he gave it to Yitzchak. Does that mean he gave him all of his worldly possessions? It's got nothing to do with that. So there's no kasha from afterwards that it says lubnei apilakshin nosan matamis. That's not a problem anymore. There's a chazal, medrash rabba, parson un tesoy zayin. It says Reb Levi Omar, Tlas Bakoil. There's three Bakoils really regarding Avram. A, and we'll see I want to just talk about what the underlining you said, I think is what we're talking about. A, Hishlitei B'Yitzra. Medrash Rabba. There are three Romar Reb Levi. Tlas Bakoil. There are three Bakoils. Shehishlitei B'Yitzra. Yitzra. Habakoil number one is Hishlitei B'Yitzra. You see, Mashlit him over his Yitzra. Another bakoil, she'osa Yishmael tshuva b'chayev. Tshuva b'chayev. And the third thing is bakoil. They bring Reb Levi b'shem Reb Chama, she'lei chozar v'nisayis. That there were no more nisayinis. What's this chazal telling you? What's bakoil? No more nisayinis means Avram was meant to get to a darga. Right? There's a yalkut that says, unless we speak, v'yema Avram, Avram. So it says Avram, Avram, repeats the name Avram twice. It says Avram, Avram, Avram shel mala, amato Avram shel mala. It's Avram shel mata, Avram shel mala. Every person is born with a tachlis. Every person is born with the kaychas nefesh, which he has, which he's put in this world to develop, right? Which he's put in this world to use and to be mekadosh, to be marbek for chamayim with his full kaychas. That's the kaychas with which Avram was put into the world is the Avram shel mala. When Avram got to the Akedah and was willing to be made, the Akedah of Yitzhak was the 10th. According to Moshe, it was the 10th of the Nisyonos. Vayomer Avram, Avram, the Avram shel mata. Now, comparing the Avram shel mata to the Avram shel mala, it's all the same. It's all the same. Avram attained that mila, his tachlis, the tachlis of Avram was chesed. He got to that pure chesed, that madrega where he has that. That's how what Avram got memela. That's bakoil. You don't need any more nisyonos. You don't need any more nisyonos. Bakoil shehishlita biyitzray. What does that mean? Everything now is kvod shamayim. I see that everything in the world is ratzon Hashem. So there's no yetzer hara anymore. The yetzer hara has no shlita anymore. If everything is ratzon Hashem, so then I'm here to do ratzon Hashem. The only shlita that the yetzer hara has is when you don't, when you somehow lax or weak and don't realize that everything is here for ratzon Hashem. But if everything is here for ratzon Hashem, you don't have the problem. Sha'asa yishmol tshuva b'chaya. Also the same thing. If you're mashlim, why should Avram have a yishmol and then have the agmas nefesh? It's also part of the avodah of Avram. When Avram's avodah is hushlam, when Avram's avodah is done, Avram's avodah is good, then also yishmol tshuva b'yamav also. The Rebbeinu Shem didn't put it to be a bad. The bad of yishmol was there somehow because that was necessary for the growth of Avram. When Avram attained the growth and you get the dark of Avram, you don't need that anymore. Also yishmol tshuva b'yamav. That's the aside of the Medrash. A remez lekach, the Talmud of the Ramchal, the Ramat Vali, writes that Bakel is begematria, the milui of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei means if Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, Kei, Hey, Hey. What do you call it? Vav is Vav Vav. Right? Hey, Hey, and then whatever it is. Spelling out the whole thing comes out to 52. Bakel is begematria 52. Vavshem birachas Avram, but what's Havaya? Havaya is Hoya, Hoiva, Viyya, the Rebbeinu Shalom permeates everything, every aspect of our existence. That's Bakoil. This Midah of Bakoil is the Milui of Shem Havaya, the completion of the Shem, that's the Milui of it even. The completion of the Shem Havaya, the Gilui of the Rebbeinu Shalom in every aspect and every facet of our existence. Right? That's Vavshem birachas Avram Bakoil. I think that's the oimik of what he says. Be'etzem, even though it's hard to understand, it's tifa dvarim the Ramban saying. Be'etzem, it's also what the Ramban is saying. Aval acherim chitshu, and the pasuk v'Hashem beriches Avram bakol. It's a long Ramban. Towards the end, he writes, Aval acherim chitshu bepirush hakosuv hazeh inyan omoik me'od. V'dorshu b'zeh soid misoid des ha'teiros. Okay, it's above our pay grade. V'omru, ki bakol tirmoiz al inyan godl. V'hu sheyesh la HaKadosh Baruch Hu mida tikra hakol. Why? Mipnei shehu yisoid hakol ubo nemar anochi Hashem oisei kol. V'hu shenemar v'yisrael eretz, that it's eretz and shamayim together. Inyan godl shebirach oisei b'mida shehi b'toich midas hakol. And that's why Hashem elikei asher, it says Hashem elikei ashamayim v'likei oretz. The yisoid of bakol, as far as we can understand from what he's saying, is that it's the aside of the whole existence. It's the aside of everything. Right? It's the aside. Everything is the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the Rabbeinu Shalom is that, because the Rabbeinu Shalom is the aside of everything. And that midah in Avram, that Avram is adhering to, is that Hakara, having a shaychus to that Hakara of that. That's, he's saying that. He's saying a lot more than that we don't understand. But the very least that you see from the Ramban is that of this Dizacherim in the Ramban is that Bakoil is not. Bakoil is a midah, and it's a yisod of the Bria. And the yisod of the Bria is Ratzon Hashem. That's what the Bakoil is, to see everything. Like the Ramat Vali said, that's the milui of Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the milui of Yud Kei Vav Kei. How's Avram Avinu Zaycha to that? So that's, it says by the Misa of Avram, Avram Avinu, look in Bob Ayomim. What does Bob Ayomim mean? Bob Ayomim means a person is given a certain amount of days to live. Right? So, Alpi Chazal, Alpi Zner Chaim HaKadosh, a long one to that effect. It depends. If you use that day properly, so you've used the day. If you've not used the day properly, it's a dead day. That's a day that's destroyed. Avram Avinu, every day was used. Every day. When Avram Avinu time came to be Nifter, Avram Avinu was Bo Bayomim. He came with all of his days. He came, all of the days of Avram's life were used properly. That's how Avram got to that Madrega. Avram didn't get to that Madrega by wasting time. Avram Avinu didn't get to that Madrega by lazing around. Avram Avinu got to that Avinu. He was Bo Bayomim. He came every single day, was used to the fullest. Was used to the fullest to be Mekayim the Rotzon HaBorei. That's how Avram was Zechetu. And Avram gave that Koyach of Bakoil to Yitzhak. And Yitzhak gave that Koyach, and Yitzhak gave that Koyach to Yaakov. Right? Yitzhak gave that Koyach to Yaakov. That's Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil. That's what was given over here to Yitzhak. Now, even though we find, let's say, a Chazal, Rashi, the Bas Hayel of Bakoil Shema, I don't understand that it's a Bas. So if you look at the part that I left out from that Ramban, so they say beside Satara, Bas doesn't mean a daughter. Bas is a lower darga, a chelik of that midah of Bakoil. It's a product of the Bakoil, that's what a bas means. It's a minor product of the Bakoil, where the Rabbeinu Shalalim is the real Koil. The mensch has a bas of that. He can have a shaykhus to that by realizing that the Rabbeinu Shalalim is ever. But the bas is a like subtitle, something of Bakoil. It also has to do with the Bakoil. So they're even being miyashavit with the Chazals, that it's not a steerer to saying that Bas Hayaloy and whatever with the other Chazals. Bakoil is this midah. Now, so Vayitena, so Avram gave Yitzchak, that's the Koyach that Avram gave Yitzchak. So I'll go again to the Ramat Valley on this. The first one was Bakoil, that Bakoil is the Midlui of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And this pasuk of Vayitena Avram is Kol Asher Lo Yitzchak. Dr. Ramat Valley, Sheyesh B'mashma, what did he give him? HaChesed HaKadosh Sheloi Gam HaSagosai HaEl Yoyna. That's what he gave. He didn't give monetary possessions. That wasn't the thing. He gave the chesed, the midah of chesed, which he had to relate to the world as the Rabbeinu Shalom's world, that I have to be misakin, and the hasoga hel yoina that he got to be dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shalom and to be dovuk in the Ratzon Hashem. Right? That's how. So when he was masig from the Olam Elyon, that's what he gave to Yitzchak. That's called koil. That's called vayitein es koil. So that means it's that bal koil that he has, the shaychas to the Rabbeinu Shalom, the minli of Yud Kei Vav Kei, that is what he gave to Yitzchak. Batsim, it's all in these two lines of the Ramat Valley. The whole thing, Svasemis and all. It's all in these two lines. That means there's a midah of the Ovis, and it was passed down, which means it's part of our genetics, that everyone has that Bekayach, is that the Tachlis is to be Raya, to see the Ratzon Hashem and everything, and to be Dovuk in that. That's the avoida. That's the midah of Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil that was passed down. Passed down means Klal Yisrael was developed on the Yesodis of this, and this is something which is meant to be then what our goal is supposed to be. It's a very lofty goal, and we're holding very far from it. I'm not saying, but you have to know what's there. Asogas, right? That's the midah of Bakoil. Hashem birachas Avram Bakoil, and that's what Avram gave to Yitzchak when it says, "Vayitenes Koil Asher Lo Yitzchak."